This is Phil Galowitz with Kaiser Health News. I am today with Don Berwick, the former administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And I'd like to welcome you to the interview.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Obviously, you made a lot of decisions while you were in this role. What stands out in your mind as maybe the toughest one or maybe even two decisions stand out, the things that really you were staying up late night hawing over?
Well, the two that lead to mind, Phil, are first, anything around the accountable care organization rule, that wasn't tough isn't quite the wrong word, but challenging, yes. I mean, it was one of the most exciting endeavors I've been engaged in professionally to figure out what the framework for the ACO should look like. It's a brilliant idea. I never would have thought of it, but having been given this opportunity in the law, how could we craft that program in a way that's likely to succeed in the midst, of course, as you know, of a tremendous amount of public dialogue? I think the other sleep loser for me was always Medicaid. The states are under enormous financial pressure. I'm a pediatrician. For almost all of my years of practice, I think probably the majority of my patients were Medicaid patients. I have a deep sense of how important that program is. And yet I also was constantly aware of how much pressure Medicaid was under due to pressures in state budgets. I think probably the political fact that the poor generally don't vote with as much liability as the non-poor. So just trying to hold the line and maintain the health and robustness of Medicaid is a crucially important American investment. That was on my mind all the way through.
You mentioned the rationing word. I think that's a word that I'm assuming you tried to avoid during your time as administrator. Why do you think the public seems to accept it to a certain degree when it's done by the private sector, but when they hear it in some ways being done by government, they get up in arms?
Oh, it's just a war of words, not of ideas. If you're a private individual, not yet in Medicare, Medicaid, and you have an insurance policy, right in the middle of that insurance policy, there are going to be restrictions. You know, this is covered, but not that. Somebody made that decision. I don't know whether you want to call that rationing or not, but it certainly is decisions to what you can get and what you cannot get under your insurance policy. I am very concerned about the lack of accountability and transparency of those decisions. Indeed, as a father of children, I've seen the same problem. I've seen my kids be told that something's not covered for their care when I can't figure out why not, and I don't know who to ask. So, yeah, the public perhaps too silently accepts the idea that there are restrictions in the care they can get that are being created by parties not accountable to them. The same, Medicare is an insurer as well, as is Medicaid. They will be, you know, those systems will be making some decisions as to what benefits are included and whatnot. Some of them are written right into the Medicare law. I think an informed public ought to want to know what they can get, what they cannot get, and who is making that decision so that those people can be accountable for those decisions.
There's still a debate going on in this country about both Medicare and Medicaid and say that these programs are going to have to dramatically change. The country can no longer afford it. Does there need to be a better option right now than just like in Medicare? We have Medicare fee-for-service and we have Medicare Advantage. Does there need to be another option to fix Medicare? Then I want to ask you secondly about Medicaid.
At one level, the Accountable Care Organization framework and all of its cousins, like bundled payment, for example, there are new ways to pay to encourage value-based payment and care. So I think there are changes underway. Medicaid, we talked about some of the progress that ought to be made into effective managed care. But, Phil, I don't think Medicare is broken. I don't think Medicaid's broken. I think they're very important social programs of good intent that are accomplishing largely what they intend to accomplish. Healthcare is broken. The delivery system isn't working. That's the problem. We set up a delivery system which is fragmented, unsafe, not sufficiently patient-centered, full of waste, unreliable, despite the great efforts of the workforce. We built it wrong. It isn't built for modern times. And Medicare doesn't need fixing. Healthcare needs fixing. And that's the agenda that I've been trying to focus on in my whole career, but also as administrator. Now, Medicare and Medicaid have opportunities to provide incentives and information and encouragement to get us those changes. But the problem with American healthcare is not Medicare, it's the delivery system. And now, thank goodness, we seem to be en route toward better delivery options, better delivery configurations. It's only a matter of are we going to get do that fast enough. But that's how I've seen it. I think Medicare and Medicaid were, are, and remain brilliant social